Houston's lack of zoning laws has had an unintended result. It's given rise to handmade architectural environments constructed with anything from flowers to beer cans. They're the work of self-taught artists, individuals with an obsession to create, and they've become cultural treasures. The most famous is the Orange Show. In a modest neighborhood near downtown, it's the vision of the late Jeff McKissick, a retired postal worker who had a passion for oranges. From 1962 to 1979, McKissick constructed a series of imaginative landscapes that pay homage to the orange. He believed that the fruit transmitted the sun's energy to humankind. "Eat oranges and live," he inscribed in broken tiles on the walls of the Orange Show. The indoor-outdoor environment includes a museum and a pair of amphitheaters. One is centered on a shallow pool and features a scaled-down steamboat. The roof deck of the museum overlooks both amphitheaters. It's outfitted with tractor seats painted in bright colors. They're part of an exuberant array of artifacts that McKissick made or adapted to decorate the Orange Show. He also used clown figures, whirligigs, wagon wheels, awnings, and Texas and American flags. McKissick boasted that 100,000 architects and 100,000 engineers put together couldn't conceive of such a show. He also touted his creation as the biggest thing to hit Houston since the Astrodome, but on opening day in 1979, only 150 people showed up. McKissick died later that year. In 1980, a group of his admirers formed a foundation to acquire the Orange Show. Houston architect Barry Moore rehabilitated the complex. It's become a center for the study and practice of what's called outsider art, folk art, or visionary art. Today, visitors come from near and far to experience the Orange Show, just as Jeff McKissick knew they would.